Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 15, 1 to 10. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 15, verse 1 to 10. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbors and say, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. My theme for reflection is the God who does not give up. The God who does not give up. Not long ago, I spent 10 minutes tearing up my living room looking for my car keys, only to find them in the fridge. Please don't ask how they got there. I couldn't tell you. But I can tell you this. Nothing else mattered until I found them. I couldn't drive. I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't even think clearly. Only one thing was on my mind: finding what was lost. That small domestic drama touches something much deeper in Luke 15, 1 to 10. In these two parables, one about a shepherd leaving 99 sheep to find one lost one, the other about a woman turning her house upside down to find a lost coin, Jesus reveals something extraordinary about the heart of God. In a world where most systems value efficiency and outcomes, Jesus insists that every single soul matters and that loss, not size, is what drives divine attention. What provokes these stories? Criticism. Jesus has been eating with the wrong people, tax collectors and sinners. His opponents murmur, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So Jesus responds, not with defensiveness, but with storytelling. And what he tells them is revolutionary, that God is not a static figure waiting for the righteous to come close, but a restless seeker, active, searching, refusing to settle until the missing are brought home. But Jesus does more than describe God. He subtly holds up a mirror. "Which one of you," he asks the Pharisees, "would not leave the 99? It is a rhetorical question with a sting, because honestly, most people wouldn't. To leave the 99 in the wilderness sounds reckless. To search an entire house for a single coin might seem obsessive, but that is precisely the point. God's love operates by a different economy, one not built on risk management, but on redemption. This hits especially hard in today's world, where many in the church feel like the weary 99. Post-pandemic exhaustion, shrinking congregations, stretched resources, many faithful communities wonder if they have been left in the wilderness. Some wonder why the focus is on reaching others when they themselves are running on empty. But here is the comfort. God's joy is not divided between the lost and the found. It is multiplied. God never stops rejoicing in the 99, even as he goes after the one. Theologian Miroslav Volf once wrote, "Because God's love is greater than all sin, the future belongs to those who are loved, no matter how far they have wandered." This parable is not just about the one who is lost. It is about the kind of God we follow, one who searches patiently and rejoices extravagantly. For leaders and believers who are fatigued by long faithfulness, these parables are both a challenge and a balm. The challenge is to resist cynicism, to resist giving up on the missing. The balm is the reminder that the burden of finding the lost does not rest on us alone. God is still seeking, still saving, and still rejoicing. So whether you see yourself today as the missing one, or as one of the 99, or even as the weary woman sweeping the house, know this: you are part of a love story that refuses to leave anyone behind. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you felt like one of the 99 left waiting, forgotten, or unseen? Number two, who in your circle might be the one God is inviting you to reach out to with compassion and persistence? And now our practical exercise. Reach out to one person this week who has been absent from your community, someone who might feel lost, disconnected, or forgotten. Offer a word of encouragement, a prayer, or simply your presence. God of the search and the celebration, we thank you for never giving up on us. When we wander, you pursue. When we are weary, you carry us. Help us to trust in your relentless love and to share that same love with others, even when it is hard. Teach us to rejoice with you, not only when we are found, but when others come home too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.